Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 301, I Will Hold You. Before anything else today, let these words find you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. This is not a slogan. It is not a line to put on a coffee mug and move on. This is God speaking directly, personally to you right now in whatever this morning holds. Notice what he does not say. He does not say, do not fear because everything is going to work out fine. He doesn't promise you that because some seasons are hard. And some doors stay closed, and some mornings the wait is real. What he says is something far greater. Fear not, because I am with you. The foundation of courage is not the absence of trouble. It is the presence of God, and that presence does not shift depending on your circumstances today. And look at the intimacy of it. He is not merely the God of the universe, the one who set the galaxies in motion and breathed life into everything that lives. He says, I am your God, yours. He knows your name. The creator of all things commits himself personally to you, not to humanity as an idea, to you. That changes everything. It changes how you wake up. It changes how you walk into whatever is waiting for you today. Then comes the threefold promise, and every word carries its own weight. I will strengthen you, not you will find strength inside yourself if you push harder, if you dig deeper, if you just hold on a little longer. No, the promise is that God will place strength in you. This is not self-improvement. It is grace received. You do not have to manufacture what only he can give. And then I will help you. Listen, asking for help is not weakness. It is wisdom. Jesus himself promised that the Father would send help, calling out to God and saying, I cannot carry this alone, is not giving up. It is recognizing where the true source lies. That kind of humility does not diminish you. It connects you to the only one who can actually hold you up. And then the deepest word of all, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. To uphold is more than helping. It is holding. It means you will not fall. God's righteous right hand, the hand of Christ stretched wide on the cross for you, is the same hand that carries you through this day. You are in safe hands, not perfect by the world's standards, faithful, hands that do not let go. So today, I want to give you something real to do with this, not just something to feel. Before breakfast, before the phone, before the noise of the day fills in, stop. Name out loud one specific burden you are carrying right now. Say it, give it a name, and hand it to God with these words. Lord, you uphold me. I trust your hand, not your own strength, his hand. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.